you found the chink in the armor for the Dallas Cowboys, and I would like to know what it is.
I think it's something that is getting overlooked. And I'm not talking about Dak Prescott. I'm not talking about Jason Garrett. I'm not even talking about good old Jeff Heath.
Okay.
Which I feel like that's if you do an aggregate of what everybody's going to be blaming next season or what could go wrong, it's pretty much those three guys. I was listening to an old buddy of yours, Matt Mosley.
Okay.
Along with Ed Werder and the Doomsday podcast that they do. And they had an interview with one Travis Frederick.
Yes, sir.
From the locker room. And it kind of got me thinking, Travis Frederick doesn't sound incredibly confident about the future.
Right.
Now, this was an Ed Werder question. He asked Travis Frederick, a year into recovery from Guillain-Barré syndrome, did you ever doubt if you could make a full comeback? Travis Frederick said, I don't doubt it. I would say at this point, I can't confirm it. I think that is the best way to put it. I just try to be really realistic about it and know that it's a really serious thing. My body's been through a lot, and I believe that things have progressed in a positive way and perhaps even better than I would have hoped 4 months ago. But I can't tell you right now that I'm 100% and the best I will ever be. If you ask me during training camp, maybe I can tell you a little more. So he goes on to say that really he's not going to know how his body is going to react and what it's going to be based on what he's done so far. Since they've just been running around in shorts, he's just been working out, you know, he's just been building back strength. So his goal is he's focused on training camp, he's focused on working in pads and feeling what his body feels like up to that point. Are we making a huge assumption, those of us that follow the Cowboys, that Travis Frederick is going to return this season and be that elite level center?
No. I've said repeatedly from day one, when I finally researched and found out what this disease was about, I tried to tell everybody, and I wanted to go up to Travis, but I felt it would be wrong, and I didn't have the right to do this. You know, and what I was saying was kind of like, let it get you. You have to let this disease get you before you start your rehab or your recovery. And I would talk to certain guys at the center, and I would say, man, I know he's fighting it. I know they have found the medicine, but this is going to eventually get him. And I think it took him down. And once it took him down, he started recovering. Now, no matter how good he feels physically, it's the mental thing. He could be 100% good physically, and all he got to do is build back up his foundation and his endurance from that point. And that's by hitting, by doing the actual sport, or playing football or practicing football. But now, where is he at mentally? You know, will one bad day or two bad days make him say, oh, man, I'm not where I want to be? I think he's mentally strong, and I don't think he'll look at it that way. But as I would hope that the Mavericks would do with their guy, Porzingis, take your time.
Yeah.
If you have to do a day on, a day off, a couple of days on, a day off, take your time. What do you have to lose?
He's not doing anything out there in training camp. You know,
right.
He's not learning anything new.
Right,
per se.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's not what he's out there for. See, I don't even look at it from the mental. I know exactly where you're saying from the mental. I have complete faith that he can handle that adversity, because I think he has seen some lows, as they were talking about on the Doomsday podcast with him. He was saying, even just walking from the locker room, and you would know this better than anybody, the locker room to the lunchroom where the players eat out there at the Star in Frisco. He said that a lot of times he wouldn't even go eat lunch because it was too physically taxing on him whenever he was going through the worst parts of this disease. So he has seen the worst, in my mind, mentally. And to get back to this point where he is going to be back out there and giving everything that he's got, I have no doubt in that. My concern is that what makes him that next level player and what makes the Cowboys offensive line the elite unit it is whenever it's completely healthy, and you can speak to this, of course, is him getting to the next level and throwing blocks as a center that other centers can't do.
Being able to pull up, get to the next level, being able to make adjustments while he's moving in open space. I understand what you're saying.
Is it unrealistic to expect him to get back to that point this close to the injury or to the disease?
That's why I say, even though should have called Todd Archer because he had this, and now he didn't play professional football, but he had to continue on his life.
Yeah.
You know, and other people have had this and never continue their life. Each person is, where do he come? Do you pop back 100%? Do we get back 80, 85, 90? And that's why I'm saying.
Is he more prone to injuries now because of this, possibly?
And that's why I'm saying, what's the hurry? Let him build on this. Because I watched him one day walk and force himself from the locker room. He was going up to see Mr. Jones, and I watched him just walk all the way across. And from him coming into the open space where I first saw him, his limp just almost went to the way he almost tripped. And I'm saying, I told the guy, I say, he got to let it. He got to get somewhere and sit down and let this thing do what it does.
Yeah.
Because he is a rare center because he can do it. It's not nothing he can do as he can pull. He can go to the next level at a linebacker. He can stop and turn back on the block. He can do everything that you wish all centers can do in the NFL. He can do it all. But how quick can he get there? Where is his true physical health? If you believe that he can get through it mentally, that's cool. But where you lose a lot from this disease, where is he on his foundation? Football is different. You can run for it, you can practice for it, but until you play it and get beat on, we won't know. And that's why I say, take your time. What's the rush? We got Looney. And if push comes to shove, we forced the Connor McGovern kid in there, depending on how good he is.
Well, right. That's like building on why I think that the offensive line, more specifically Travis Frederick, could be the thing that really makes or breaks this team this season, because you might have a fresh left guard in there. You had good luck with Tyron Smith's health last year, and you think that, okay, maybe they've figured something out in that regard, but you never know with Tyron Smith.
Right,
you know, that's kind of a tricky situation there. You've got Lyle Collins going into a contract year, so that could go several ways, although you assume that would mean that he would have a very nice season, but you could also have situations to where maybe he's not going to be risking too much for an injury situation.
Well, see, with offensive line, we don't think that way. You,
I don't know when money starts to come into it, long-term contracts.
Let me tell you
right
here. It's only one way Lyle Collins is going to get paid.
By playing and playing well? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only way. See, quarterbacks, KD, guys that you've seen done it over and over and over.
They're going to get paid either way.
Yeah, they get paid either way. Offensive lineman, where he's been in the middle of his career, and this is a make-or-break year for him, you don't make no money sitting on the bench, bro.
Fair enough. But all I'm saying is that I think that for a team that has put all of the eggs in the run game basket and they depend so much on having this dominant offensive line, and they poured so much money and so much time in developing it, and now they're working through that next cycle of where they've been drafting a couple of guys and developing them and hoping that they're going to be there to slide into these situations. We're still talking about an O-line that gave up 56 sacks last year, which was second most in the NFL.
And you know what? And a lot of those sacks had nothing to do with that offensive line. See, this is the amazing thing, is we forget what happened the first almost eight games for the Dallas Cowboys and the situation they were in. We conveniently forget that they had receivers that was screaming, they were wide open. They, you know, and all of a sudden we get one guy and all of a sudden receivers become open.
Yeah.
And we basically had the same offensive line. This team has matured. This offensive line, the offensive line coach is better. Even with Looney in there going towards the end of the season, this team was much better. Dak is a much better quarterback. He's matured. He understands. His receivers are much better. This offensive line, even without Frederick, is set up to do nice things.
Nice things, but do you
now,
think?
Whether it's be a dominant thing, we don't know. But see, but you got a guy that makes lines dominant in Zeke. So I'm with you on Frederick. We would be much better if we saw old Frederick. We would be much better even if we saw 90% or 80% Frederick. But this offensive line doesn't lose much because in talking to people, Connor Williams is a different guy. He's a different guy. You can see the weight that's on him. Mm-hmm. But what's scary is guys say they're watching him run, they're watching him move around. He hasn't lost anything. Now the thing is, can he maintain that weight during training camp? See, or will it be beat off of him? If mm-hmm. it be beat off of him, we're looking at the same guy from last year. And then we got Sua Feely, but then we also got Connor. But Connor is an insurance policy for both left guard and center.
You think he's capable of sliding in if push come to shove?
We just got to get to training camp. Until Frederick don't do it, I'm believing 100% in him. Because everybody you've talked to say they've been able to recover. But playing football on this level and the level that he plays on, which right. is next level, you just don't want – I don't want him to be average. I mean, and I'm quite sure he don't want to be average.
And I think that's just where the Cowboys fan base and where everybody's falling into. I don't really hear anybody talking about the idea that what if he doesn't come back? What if he's not 80%? What if he starts out the year at 80% and then by week 5 or week 6 or week 10 we're talking about a guy that's 50 or 40% of himself?
Yeah.
And then how are you going to tell that guy that you're not good enough to be out there? You know, it kind of gets into that. We talk about Jason Witten being a guy that doesn't want to come off the field. What happens if you have to have this uncomfortable moment with Travis Frederick to where they say, "Look, you're just right now you're not the player that you were." And that's that gets back into the mental part of it that you were talking about potentially. Yeah. What if he starts questioning himself, or what if he starts trying to push himself too hard, trying to get to that point? And I mean, what a disaster that could be if you're talking about Travis Frederick not being there long term.
The offensive line coach knows what he's looking at. It'll be enough practices. We'll know that by the third or fourth preseason game. So the thing is, you just got to take these steps, man. And that can be a weakness because he makes you dominant. He makes you elite. The center makes you elite. He changes the protections. He tells the guys the strengths. He makes a few of the calls. So he's elite. So he makes that offensive line elite. So, but I think the Cowboys have prepared themselves for that, you know, by trying to draft good guys, trying to develop a few. We saw last year we missed some guys, and once we got some receivers, the game changed for the Dallas Cowboys. The game changed for your quarterback, you know. And we'll see, man. But that is something to truly think about. That is something to truly think about. Where would Frederick be 4 weeks? Well, once they start training camp, 4 weeks into that training camp, where would Frederick be physically and mentally?
Maybe Joe Looney plays another monster role this season.
I don't think that way yet.
At least he's gotten that experience, I will say. I don't think that he's the player. I think he is a much better player than he was before having to step in before. So we'll see. Just something that I think needs to be monitored, something that I don't think people need to just be assuming that Travis Frederick is going to come back and immediately be that guy that he was. And you know, it's a tough division. It's not going to be something to where you immediately go out there and you say that this is the Cowboys division. They don't have games to give up.